We're helping Adam confess his crush this morning. Adam actually just moved here about 2 months ago. So, Adam, first of all, welcome to town.
Yeah.
You have picked the weirdest winter ever where there's, like, no snow anywhere. So
we really do have the greatest snow on Earth.
Maybe Adam brought the unseasonably warm weather along with him. And when you were moving into the apartment complex, the leasing officer, you said her name was Carrie, you started flirting with her, and you admitted to us that maybe that's even the reason why you signed the papers, because you were like, I wouldn't mind seeing her again. Mm-hmm. And then Carrie gave you her number, which I think is cool, but I guess you're a little afraid that maybe she just does it because she was trying to be nice to you, and you're not really able to read the room well enough.
Exactly.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to help you out. We're going to call Carrie. That way you don't have to read the room. We're just going to go. We're going to tear the Band-Aid, and we're going to find out if she gave it to you for the right reasons or if she was just playing pity on you. So we'll call her right now, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hello, this is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Good morning. This is John, Justin, and Jackson, Mix 105.1. How's it going?
Fine.
Good.
It's a radio station?
Yeah, actually, you're on the air right now, if that's okay.
Okay. Did I win something?
Yeah, you didn't win something, and I'm not calling about any open apartments, although I might be the way it's going. I've been living at my in-laws for almost a year, so maybe I will be calling you.
Yeah, you guys can talk after.
Right, exactly. Carrie, I'm calling you because we're trying to help a friend of ours confess his crush, and it's to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Who has a crush?
His name is Adam. You probably met Adam about 2 months ago.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
No, yes, no. I think it's so funny. Adam had you call me to tell me he has a crush.
Yeah. He said that he wasn't really sure if you gave him the number because, like, you kind of liked him, or if you gave him his number because, you knew he was new to town and you're just trying to be, like, a nice person. And maybe that's what you do as a leasing officer. Like, I think there was confusion.
This is just so funny because he has been here to the office every single day since we met. Like, literally every day.
Really?
He has come in. Yes, like, with some reason, sometimes just about the apartment, or he happened to be dropping in just to say hi because he was nearby, and like one day he even brought me like a Gatorade from the gas station, which was kind of weird.
You kind of knew.
But I mean, it's obvious that he has a crush. That's what I think is just so funny. It's obvious that he likes spending time with me, and I thought it was obvious to him that I liked spending time with him too, because aww, I always stop what I'm doing and I talk to him every time he comes in, and I just think it's so funny that.
Yeah, because if you did lie to him, you would just pretend to be busy, right?
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't give him my number. I would have, given him, resources of, groups and places near him, that
tell
are doing
him to
social
Google
things.
It.
I would have given him my business number, but I wouldn't have given him, my cell phone.
Oh,
you know
Carrie,
what I mean?
Man, this makes me so happy to hear, because Adam's actually been listening in.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Surprise.
Adam.
Bye.
Adam, it sounds to me like not only do you have a new apartment, you might have a new date on your hands here.
All right.
Adam, how did you not think that I didn't like you too? That's what I want to know.
I haven't dated a whole lot. I'm really sorry. I feel kind of awkward right now. Oh, God.
Adam, I got to say, the Gatorade from the gas station, interesting play, man. That's a very interesting way to go about it.
I was kind of running out of reasons to go and hang out with her.
Got it. Okay.
Hey, Adam.
This is the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Adam, you know what a good reason to hang out with me is? You like me.
What?
Yes, exactly. Oh, man, this is so good. Guys, we want to buy you dinner. We're going to send you out so you can get to know each other a little bit better. And if it, if it doesn't work out, hopefully Adam can sublease his place so he can not have to see you every day.
That is so funny.